Well, I am so pleased and excited to welcome Fred Child live in the studio here. Many of you know him as the host from Performance Today, which you can hear on our Community Idea stations weekday mornings from 9 until 11. Fred, it is such a thrill to have you sitting beside me here.
Oh, Mike, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And you're here for a very special reason. We were working with youngsters in the city of Richmond yesterday.
Yeah, we had such a good time at the Bushall Middle School. Invited by, well, Eagle Excellence. Here's to Eagle Excellence at Bushall Middle School. They have a wonderful music program. They have an orchestra. They have a band. They have a choir. And these enthusiastic 6th and 7th and 8th graders joined us as we brought one of our PT young artists in residence, an incredible 22-year-old violinist who has yet to appear actually live on our broadcast. He'll be coming up in April. His name is In Mo Young, just an incredibly talented, articulate violinist. We'll be hearing him on PT coming up in April, but he joined us here in Richmond. Thanks to our friends at the NEA, we're now able not just to broadcast our young artists in residence, but to take them to communities around the country and do these kinds of school visits. So we played for three different classes at the Bushall Middle School yesterday, fielded questions from the students, really insightful observations that they had, intelligent questions, intent listening, and even great storytelling based on the music that In Mo Young played on his violin. So just a real treat to make those kinds of direct human musical connections with the future of classical music and the future of classical music audiences, these great young people here in Richmond.
And you were actually recording your show that will air on Monday in our studios this morning. So this is kind of exciting for those of you listening. You can hear PT on Monday, and Fred will be saying, "I'm in Richmond, Virginia."
Yes. In fact, we even recorded parts for Monday and Tuesday next week. And so I'll be saying, "Fred Child here, coming to you from WCVE in Richmond," and that message will be going out coast to coast early next week.
And you came at an exciting time for us because we're on two new frequencies here in the Richmond area, 93.1 and 107.3. So there are a lot of new folks that are probably tuned into my show today. They might be wondering, what is Performance Today? Can you give us a quick overview?
It's a two-hour daily show focused on classical music, but we don't play CDs. Mike, you and other folks here do a wonderful job curating great music from your tremendous music library of CDs. But Performance Today is designed to kind of be a partner with that. And we showcase concert recordings, what's happening in Berlin, in London, in Vienna, in Los Angeles, in New York, on great concert stages around the world during the current concert season. So we take you to that. We show you what's happening there. And these are recordings you cannot hear anyplace else. They're not on CD. They're not on YouTube. They're not available anyplace. We make special relationships with these performing organizations, presenting organizations, so that we can take you to concert halls across the country and around the world. So that, hand in hand with the great programming that you do, makes for this wonderful local, national, international presence of classical music on WCVE.
And Fred's show, Performance Today, again, could be heard from 9 until 11 weekdays, just before our classical show with Sean Evans, Monday through Wednesday, and myself, Thursday and Friday. We're on at 11 following Fred. It's a tough act to follow, I must admit. So In Mo was here yesterday with us, and that program is going to air sometime in April, correct? So folks should be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, early April, he'll be joining us for interviews, conversations, and incredible violin performance from this 22-year-old. This is something I'm really happy that we get to do about five times a year on PT, is showcase these future stars of classical music. I mean, I love it when we can hear Yo-Yo Ma, Renee Fleming, the A-list superstars of classical music. That's great. But classical music is a living, breathing art form, and these young players are, this is a whole nother topic of conversation, but these young players are more talented than ever before. The up-and-coming generation has greater technical ability and more musical maturity than any generation in the history of classical music. And there's some good reasons why that's happening, but it makes it doubly exciting to showcase these young artists. And In Mo Young, who was here with us in Richmond in person yesterday at this middle school and joining us for a live WCVE event last night. He is one of these great young talents coming up.
Well, I know the presentation that you did out at the schools yesterday, I know those children, that will stick with them for a long time. So it's so special that you go out and do these things.
I was just taking a look at the website of the Bushall Middle School. It's just like literally as you were doing the intro, I was looking at it on my phone, and they posted a bunch of pictures from that event yesterday at the school. I hope it means as much to them as it meant to me and Inmo. Inmo and I were talking about it, and for us, it was memorable to see these kids who are so into music. And it just reinforces this idea that music in school is so important, that there's you know, of course, the academics are vitally important and the extracurriculars. But there's nothing like music for the development of a young mind, to develop our social selves, our emotional selves, our intellectual selves. Music makes those connections in the brain, gets the neurons firing in a way that nothing else does. And whether or not these kids go on to be professional musicians, this changes them. The experience of music changes them for the better, makes them better people, better citizens to have this experience. So for me and Inmo, it was great to see their engagement, their enthusiasm for this. I hope it's as meaningful for them as it was for us. We had a fantastic time.
Well, we were also very, very excited about this day, and we feel the same way. It was just so wonderful to have you here. We can also see you on TV from time to time with Live from Lincoln Center on PBS.
Live from Lincoln Center, a wonderful live performance show from Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts in New York City. I'm really lucky I got invited to join them as announcer and commentator. We just did a live show with the New York Philharmonic on New Year's Eve. I never expected to get into TV and be a part of PBS as well as public radio. I just feel tremendously lucky to get to do that.
Well, we're so pleased to have you as part of our family here at the Community Idea Stations. And thank you so much for stopping by on the show today.
And it does feel like a family. Mike, thanks for welcoming me into the family studio.
Well, we hope to have you back again soon.
I look forward to it.
All right. Music of Rossini is coming up in just a moment.